Hey sis, welcome back to the show. We have some special guests on today, Shayna and Vanessa from My Ideal Balance. They are best friends, business partners, life coaches, along with being Jesus followers, wives to amazing husbands, and moms to some awesome kiddos. So they're on a mission to help women get unstuck and level up in their lives. They're going to talk today and give us practical tips on how to find balance in every area of our lives so we can actually achieve the goals we set. So I'm just going to let you know up front, we did have some technical issues with the audio, but I promise you do not want to miss this episode because you're going to walk away with practical tips to really help you get unstuck in the areas that you are feeling overwhelmed, challenged, and you just want to improve. So get ready to be tremendously blessed. Listen in.
I was reading your guys' bio. I was reading that you guys had met went like at pre-K or something like that, and then you guys became best friends and now you have a business together. So I was like, okay, I have to hear just like a little bit more of this story because that's amazing.
Yeah, I was just telling it yesterday to a new client. It all started at a YMCA and where the kids were in school, and during that time they would have like a group workout, you know, session. So her and I unknowingly signed up for the same group because we hadn't met yet.
Yeah.
And we were in the circle and she's like, hey, I just moved here. I need a church. And I was like, oh, I just went to a new church. You should come with me next Sunday. Yeah. And that was literally the start of our friendship. Mm-hmm. And she did. She went to church with me and we ended up becoming really good friends. And so basically the rest is history.
Well, and the boys were in down here, it's called VPK, so voluntary preschool, pretty important. And they were four. So now they're 14 and huge. Like they're both taller than us, and they were just so little before. And like Vanessa said, the story is really long. We were friends all the time. We did Dave Ramsey together separately.
Yeah.
And just eventually we're like, we need to help people get their lives, help them, you know? So that's kind of a little bit of how it happened. Yeah,
she has an amazing story of how she started became a personal trainer, and everyone kind of was like, oh, you know, you should be a life coach. Oh, and you should be a financial coach. Everything, it's all coaching, right? Yeah. So people say, oh, you do a lot of things. No, it's actually all just coaching. Right. It's geared towards a different, you know, subject or a pain point. And I remember I was in a really tough spot with my job and where I was mentally. And I asked God, like, I need to know, and you've been shining light what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, because I know that this is not it. You've clearly told me that I need to leave. But what is that next step for me? And I want to say it was like the next day or 2 days later, Shayna sent me a text and she said, I'm moving back to Florida. You need to get your certification in financial coaching and do this with me. And I was like, done. That was a very clear sign I can do that.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So, and that's where we're at now. We've been doing it since, We were daughters a lot and kind of collaborated in lots of fun ways. And then after COVID just gave us a very clear window to officially start our business together, April Fool's Day, 2020.
We recommend that during COVID.
Yeah. It's a great time to start a business, guys. So
Wow. That is so cool. I love that. God just like interviewed your stories. That's amazing. And one of the big things you guys do, because your business is called Ideal Balance, is like helping women find the balance in their lives. So kind of like when you start working with women and different stuff like that, like what are some of those areas? Like, how do you identify? You're like, whoa, this is super out of balance, or this is out of balance. Like, how do you help them kind of figure out what they need to focus on?
Well, the very easiest way to do it is to, you know, have them figure it out themselves, and we go through their year off of their life and we rate them 1 to 10. And the big deal is most people are not taking the time to sit down and think about their life. You're, you know, especially as a mom, you're just trying to help everybody know all the things, get to the practices, do all the things, and then you don't know what's really going on under the surface. So we need to take that time just to do that. And then I think you really need to work on your fitness, girl. But you know, really not in a loving way, obviously. But yeah. Then they're gonna work on it in a way. You know, actually, my marriage is the root. Like, my marriage is not right, and it is affecting every part of my life, and I feel the worst about this. And so then we're gonna help them figure out, like, let's work on this. This is really important. What can we do with them? And when you have some success and some confidence in helping yourself and getting some progress and some all of that, then you're like, what else can I do?
Yeah, I know. We really try to well for that time and space. Like Shana said, you're doing everything for other people, except for yourself. So we take that time, whatever that time slot is for you. This is the time for you to work on you. We are setting aside this amount of space and headspace and everything. I had a client yesterday and her husband's like, just do that later. Just, you know, let's focus on the phone call. And she's like, no, Vanessa and I know if I don't do it right now during our session, it's not going to happen. I don't do homework. And so like, I need to think about her Instagram, talking to the other clients, but the clients will do their homework, which is fine. And she knows it has to be done there because I've created that time and space for her to do it, that appointment time.
Yeah.
You know, and like Shana said, when you start working on a leader, you have the confidence to maybe work on another area and you can see success. You can see, you know, that things are working. You can't work on a bunch of things at once.
Yeah.
Like Shana said, you find that really good thing that you're not working out because I'm using a lot of because I'm interested and we're ready to be able to do it. So there's always a problem. And if you can work on one thing at a time, be successful, find that that's working, then you can move on to, you know, other things.
Yeah. And just real quick with like, I think that's an important point. So we are ideal balance and it is the idea of getting away to feel like everything is sort of going at the same pace, right? But you can't fix things all at once. So when people think about balance, they're like, okay, I really need to get my schedule together and then I'm also going to get my finances and I'm also going to get my, and then you go eat cookies in the closet. Like, that's not how it works, man. I know, right? Hello, self-identify.
Yep.
But like Vanessa said to our newest client yesterday, she's like, I'm just gonna help you. He's like, that's what we're here for. You just need someone in your corner, you know, to help you see the big picture and know what to do. That's a very good little step, you know, just know what the next thing is to get your life systemized, to get your mindset right, to get everything so that you feel that balance where you can be the ideal balance is feeling okay and giving yourself permission to be present wherever you are, you know, wherever you are. Just be fully your vanity business, you know, you're being all there, and then later on day, be all there and you feel good wherever you are and you're present. That's really, to me, that's the best balance.
Yep. Yeah. That's so good because I feel like you can't even be in that like headspace if you don't know where you're at in every area. Or because you have like these, like, because I'm like resonating with everything you guys are saying. Like, yes, yes, yes. I've done all the goal setting, you know, workshops. I've done all those things. Not an expert still, but it's like even when you're in the space, like, okay, I'm gonna work on my finances, or oh, I'm working on my business. You're thinking about, oh my gosh, like, did I do that or this or that or this or that or this? And then if you sit down and really just write it down, it just makes a world of difference. So yeah, mm-hmm. And I've seen that like in my own life. It's kind of funny you guys talk about that because it kind of reminded me of like Dave Ramsey's debt snowball, but like with your life.
What is so smart?
We're gonna write that down to write that.
We're gonna write that note. But I do want to. There's research that goes along with writing stuff down. So you are more likely to put yourself in your right, you know. But on the other hand, the things that are bothering you, they're in your brain. If you write them down, you call it out, they've shown research, like especially the negative things, right? If you write them down, they die a little bit. Like if you have to think brain things are like little trees, you write it down, it can cause that to die. And what that means, right? And cause that anxiety that you can. And you know, biblically, like when you shine light on something, like the darkness can exist when there's light shining on it. And so I just think that, I don't know, all of that just came to me while we were talking, that it just really works together. Writing it down is so simple,
yeah.
But it is also calling it out of the darkness of your brain and putting some light on it and allowing you to keep thinking about it.
Well, and it's just so funny how this conversation comes right now. I just had a session last night with a client and her husband, and she said, you have no idea how much anxiety I have released from my husband by helping us with our budget. She said, because before it was all up here. It was all here, and he was stressed about it all the time. And, you know, she's the free spirit. She's the spender. He's the, you know, saver and, like, you know, hand or fist clenched with everything. And by us putting it down and on paper and stuff, he could see it as a whole.
Yeah.
And they're moving. So we thought, okay, let's we're doing this month's budget, but hey, let's do your budget when you move too and see what it looks like. Stop caring. And she was like, it's just opened up their eyes so much to what can be and what isn't. She's like, you just have no idea how much. And she said, our communication has improved, their relationship, like they're just happier. I was like trying to write down as fast as she was talking because it was just so sweet, but it does, like, if you can work on one area in life, it just overflows, a domino effect that's snowballed to other areas.
Yeah. I love that so much. And one thing I love that you talked about was like when you were in that place of like, I'm trying to figure things out. And I we could all relate to that. Like, we're like, oh God, like, am I really in the right place? I need your help. Like, I would love to for you guys to talk even just for a second on like how to invite God kind of into this process. Because I feel, and I've done this in my own life, oh my goodness, where it's like you get so, like you're seeing all the areas and you get so self-focused. And then it's like almost unhealthy, if that makes sense. So it's like, how do we do this in like a healthy, like inviting the Lord in like process and like way, if that makes sense?
Well, I'll go first really quick. Okay. I think you need to, a lot of times when we pray or we think about things, we just verbal vomit. All the things that are going on, which isn't bad, but it's like, you know, you want to start your prayer with thanks. And then it's just all the things that you want to pray over. But the other part of that is, I don't think we stop to listen. I don't think we stop to receive anything. And we don't at all ever move in. So I think that just allowing yourself still a moment to invite God in, to answer your prayers, to speak to you, for the Holy Spirit to just let you give you those little things that tell you to go by, and you have to pause and you have to ask to receive and you have to listen. And we are in love with each other, reading a devotional. He said, could you imagine if you called your spouse and was like, all right, bye. And that's a conversation. That's a one person speaking, right? And sometimes we need God as we pray.
Yeah.
And so we just need to have that back and forth.
So side note, we have a journal. A journal based on scripture that aligns with your goals, God's word with fitness, God's word with budgeting, whatever, all of that,
in different categories,
so that you can really like immerse yourself in that and try to hear from the Spirit and apply that to your circumstance. But the other thing that we do with every single time is there has to be a morning routine. And it was so funny. I was reading Psalms this morning. And David's like, in every morning I was singing your praise, every single morning. There's so many verses, and I wrote down my to-do list. I need to find out the verse about morning. Because there is something biblical about that time. There's something spiritual about that time to set, align your plans with God every day. Every day. Your intentions. And give him a list. And I think it's healthy to do it with eating. Like, God, I really want to work out today. And like,
it make me want to work out.
Yeah,
like start there.
Whatever it is, your goals, commit them to God in the morning. Work on them with God. And I think there's a lot of different ways you can do that. But it has to start. I think one really good way to do that is a morning routine. It's not optional. And we tell people all the time, even if you're not a morning person, whenever you're looking forward, then you need to just back it up and make sure you have that time and space. And it helps with being intentional. I mean, there's so
setting the tone.
There's so many proverbs about planning. It's okay. It's you know, I say it's biblical because I'm a nerd and I like to plan. But it's biblical and it's good to set that time and align your goals in the morning with God. And like Vanessa said, make sure there's time there. But like, set a timer. It's so uncomfortable. Have you ever just tried to like go take a bath and not have a book, not have a phone, not have anything, just being? It's uncomfortable. So try, start small, like a minute, and just make yourself be still and quiet in here. But anyway, so did that answer the question, Jeanette? Maybe.
Gosh, no, that was amazing. No, that was so, so good. And I love the journal too. I was like, oh, I'm going to read it. I'm excited. That's really helpful. Go ahead. Sorry.
We can put the link in the show notes for you.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be awesome. Yeah, we can link that. So every woman listening right now, you can go get it right now. By the time this gets out. So one thing you mentioned, routine. So I think that's so important because it's like building those consistent habits. Because once we like have this beautiful, you know, next steps, it's like staying accountable to the plan and being consistent with the plan. I've experienced that as well. And I know so many other people, it's like, you're like all excited. It's kind of like the new year goal, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to be super fit. I'm going to lose 10 pounds, blah, blah, blah. and then you drop off or you get into like the old habits, how do you really, like, what are your best like advice, wisdom for like staying like consistent in the things that we know, like we want to change?
Well, we are so annoying with our clients because we make them start like so annoying small. Yeah. And like, oh, you're going to have to walk for 5 minutes this week. That's your whole goal, right?
All you have to do.
Like, it's not only all you have to do, it's all you can do. And so that you start to build that, like we said, build the wins. But staying consistent, you know, I think that is the big problem. And that's, I mean, honestly, that's why we do coaching. Because it's not that you don't know what to do. It's not that you're not capable, but you are so focused on others and you're not willing to devote that time to yourself. Like, you're just willing, like, we have clients all the time. We have to coach them. It's like, no, you don't give up your appointment with me for someone else. Like, I know you think that's better, but it's not. Like,
you need to make it as important as a doctor's appointment.
For your kid that you would never miss, right? But so you have to treat it. You have to be willing to stay with. Like, I am as important as everyone else. And that's like, let me see if we can get anyone to say that. They will never have a chance to resolve. You know?
But it has to start with you. Like, in order for you to out the women you want, and you may want, you are such a giver. So in order for you to do it correctly, you have to be filled. You have to be able to take care of yourself to do that the way you want to do it. And another thing I would say about the routine and staying consistent, you have to remember to not compare yourself with anybody else, because your routine, your life, what you have going on with you, with your goals, can be different than anyone's.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You have to be okay with, like, this person's doing great. You know, they have not. What is their routine like? And that's not wrong to want to look after somebody and say, I want to kind of mimic that. But you have to remember that your life is your own. And if that's different in a way, like, it's okay because that's what we made it right for you. So,
yeah. Yeah. And so we say, like, make it uncomplicated and doable. A lot of times self sabotage, and you therefore you can be consistent by making it so complicated, but it's easy to quit week two. That, so if and that's why we say start small. If you make it the win is I went for a 5 minute walk, it's really hard for you to fail it. And what we find is we try, as humans, we try to make it, or not humans, I would say Americans probably, we try to make it so complicated that we don't actually have to do it anymore. Like, I have to do keto in order to lose weight. It has to be really, like, what?
The most complicated thing out there.
Ever done. Oh, maybe if you just stop eating out a little bit. Like, it's so easy.
Oh, like the banana.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, I don't want to eat. Or I had a girlfriend one time, was like, carrots have too much sugar. And I'm like, carrots aren't the problem.
No, they clearly aren't. There's not. It's not the thing. It's not happening.
Eat the whole banana. That's not the problem either.
We the thing is, like, it's so when we coach people on losing weight, it's like, just focus on eating what God made. You don't. Your macros are going to solve themselves. You can't overeat vegetables. Like, it's good luck. We're just trying to make it uncomplicated. And the same thing with the budget. When we work on people's budgets, we love Lee Grant, back to Dave, but we have our own system where it's so easy to just watch your money do whatever, set up automatic transfers and build accounts. Like, just make it not complicated. And that's where, like, the
simplicity of it is where it's at. It really isn't all of it. Like, when Shayna was talking about losing weight, if you're like, I'm going to drink water and I'm going to exercise and I'm going to do this and I'm going to meal prep and plan it and make time for this, that's too many things to try to implement. You need to sort of implement slowly and like the budget. I have some clients that can be ready to go at first two or three sessions. And then I have some that I've been with for months and we're still trying to clean up, trying to organize, trying to get things right, because we have to meet them where we are, because they're all starting in a different place.
Wow. I love that. Yeah. Cause it's like everyone you work with too is going to have a different area that they need to focus on too.
Wow.
That's amazing. So I guess, like, what are the next steps for someone who's looking for help? Like, they're like, I know I'm stuck. Maybe there's some awareness there. They're like, I know I need to do this. I know I need to do that, but I just need like help. What are their next steps?
Well, we do have the guided life coaching session, which I think is 30 minutes, and it just helps you to do some sort of self-assessment. So I think that's a great thing to do. But what that really is, blocking that time off and protecting it. You know, that's really what that's, if you could do that on your own, you need us to do that. But will you? That's the problem. And that's why, like, we can't explain it anymore. Like, coaching is just, unfortunately, that is.
Coaches and coaches. Like, there are so many business owners that we know and successful people that they invest in themselves to get where they are. And so, you know, some people, I can do it on my own. I can do it on my own. And we get that. Yeah, you probably could, but we want to get you there faster. And the reality is what we can help you with, what we can act on, you may not be able to get there the way you want to.
As quickly. Well, and that's the thing. So coaching is kind of new. I think it's getting, like more noticeable or whatever. But it's like today, I was talking to my client before this call, and she said, I've been thinking about doing this for years. And I'm like, girl, listen, you just lost years. Like, years. That's not okay. I'm not okay with that. Like, you know, thinking about doing it for years, what is holding you back? And unfortunately, a lot of times it's, I need this relationship. And here's the other thing. Listen, Jeanette, we're going to go big here. Okay. It says in the Bible, iron sharpens iron. You have friends. They love you. Are they calling you to the next level? Are they calling you to a higher standard? Those are the kind of friends that I want. And unfortunately, it's almost like our friends are more enabling, and they're so sweet, and they pray for us, and they hang on us, and we love them, and they're like, you can do anything you want. And then they're like, let's go to Pizza Hut. And you're like, wait, but what happened? But anyway, I don't know why.
It's like, for instance, she brought me a pineapple, strawberry, blueberry, watermelon cake for my birthday because we were on the Daniel Fest. That's the type of friend, not someone who's going to bring me in chocolate cake.
You're like, it's fine. You can just do it. But anyway, my point being, if we had these friendships and if we were all pulling each other to the next level, which sometimes we do, but sometimes we don't. That's what coaching.
Sometimes it's one-sided.
Yeah, and that's a whole. Let's talk about that. your relationship. But it's like, that's where coaching is different. It's not going to let you fall back. We're going to call you to a higher standard. And you know, biblical. It is, you have a desire to be all that God called you to be. You want that. That's really what the like any consternation or whatever you feel in your body is because you know you're supposed to be here because that's where God's calling you. And you're here. And this is the part where you're stuck and you're not sure. But that's what coaching could do for you. So anyway,
we talk about the whole time to be the one-sided conversation where it's about them being able to better their life and how we can improve that, right? Yeah. A lot of people will be like, well, what's the difference between a friend and a coach? A lot.
Yeah.
You can have a whole podcast on that too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then the other thing that they can do is we talked about the journal. I think that helps. And then we have that 7-step guide to the modern Proverbs 31 woman. And because, you know, she gets a lot of flack.
Amazing.
A lot of people don't like her. We like her. We think she's really cool.
She's awesome.
And she, like, people. She's
inspirational.
Yeah. We see it that way. And you can. And so we break it down into some of the things that, like, what is she doing? What would that look like for us to do if we're being virtuous, capable women, you know, in the modern? And I think you'd be surprised. It's not like do. Like, it turns out she has servant girls. Hey,
a lot of help.
Hey, can we talk about that? Can we talk about how
she had the morning routine?
She has a morning routine. She's generous. Like, there's so many cool things in there that we get to the next level and in some of the areas but then also. I would say, like, why not just try coaching? Like, what do you have to lose? That's the other thing. You're willing to invest in skincare, clothes, hair.
Yeah, nails, hair.
Which is all superficial, but it makes you feel good.
It's not wrong.
It's not right. It makes you feel good. But then, like, when it comes to actually investing in you, people are like, oh, I don't know. I don't know why my face is doing that. But anyway, so maybe just start. Just give it a try, like one session, and see what it's like. And we have a free 30-minute session. So how about that? But but anyway, so I can keep talking forever. Jeanette, did you notice that?
It's fine. No, it's also good. I love it because you really do need that accountability. And people, I'm just in like total agreement because I have like mentors in my life, people speaking to my life. And I'm like, I can't, you know, there's not a moment where I can just deflect and be like, oh, like, it's like, no, we're going to look at like your life. I'm going to tell you how it is. You're like, okay, like I've got to take it. So yeah, I've you know, done coaching and stuff before, and it's changed my whole life. Like I would have never gotten that from friendships. Not that you don't need good friends.
It's just different. It's just, and in a good way, because it should be like your friends should be friends. And then if you have a coach, that coach is calling you out lovingly in a way. But honestly, I think deep down inside we want to be called out sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to be pushed up, you know? And so it's there, but yes, it is very different.
Yes. Okay. So this was so amazing. You both are awesome. Like, I just like, well, I want to go back and listen to the interview, which I'm watching because I love it. But how can people connect with you? How can they like learn more about your coaching?
Yeah. So our website is myidealbalance.com. Mm-hmm. And we have a podcast, so you can listen to the Ideal Balance show on any platform.
Yeah. And then we're going to send you those two, I guess, three links now. Okay. So we're going to send you the journal, which you can get on Amazon, which I think is it's just a fun way like to connect your goal setting with God and your morning routine. And then you have the free guided coaching session. You don't have to talk to anybody. Yeah. So that's like
you do it all on your own
for you introverts. You can just have that.
And we have a podcast on it and it'll talk about
right,
it.
It's on there.
You can, we'll walk through it with you.
Yeah. And then we have the free 30-minute coaching session. That's really the best way to see what is this weird coaching thing they're talking about? Is it something I might want to do? And we'll send that link.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hey sis, if you love this episode as much as I did, don't forget to share it with a friend who could be totally blessed by it. I have linked below all the resources that we mentioned on the podcast, the devotionals, the guides, everything. So check it out, and I pray that you have a blessed week. See you soon.